The Buddha taught us to live in contemplation of body, feelings, mind, and the contents of the mind. Thoreau famously advised us that the unexamined life is not worth living. I suspect these wise individuals would agree that it is the process of contemplation and examination, enabling us to see what is actually so, rather than simply assuming what we've been taught to believe is true, that not only makes life worth living, but enables us to know the freedom, possibility, and joy that are our birthright, our authentic nature. Supposedly, when the Buddha spoke with people, he would tell them to believe nothing he said. The reason for this is that believing doesn't actually help us. Only what we know in our own experience is helpful to us. The Buddha wanted people to look deeply, to see clearly, and find out for themselves what is so for them. I find that an excellent approach to life and all its mysteries. So I invite you into a process of exploration and questioning, a spirit of openness to possibility, a willingness to see beyond what we've been taught to believe, to move into a state of not knowing that is the source of all wisdom and compassion. We know from modern physics that everything in the universe is moving. Nothing is the same for the tiniest amount of a second that we can measure. The Buddha's way of saying this, life is flux. That movement is the beginning point of what we'll be exploring in this series. Later, we'll look into the relationship of the movement to sensation, how the sensation gets labeled, how we react emotionally to the label, and finally, how a pattern of behavior gets associated with that sequence.